This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
All right, kids, here we are. Hour two. Thank you for being with us. It's show 311. This is our headline hour. We got Kat, Marnie, Al. My name's Clayton McKee. We're here. It's Q Talk America, as we do each and every week at this time. Thanks for being with us. Hello again to everybody in the chat room. Oh, my God, it's so full. Annette, Aaron from L.A., Joe D., Mama Di., all kinds of people in there. So happy to have you. Thank you very, very much. Also, you'll notice in the chat room, new for season six, the flag for your country appears in the line from in the chat room. So we can hopefully tell where the hell you're from. Who knows? Sometimes we can. Sometimes we can't. I don't know. Anyhow, here we go.
Cryptor from Michigan was with us earlier.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
That's what I said. I said Michigan. I couldn't think Cryptor, so.
But she well rested. She well rested. Anyway. All right, kids, here we go. Headlines. It's Q Talk America. Well, everybody knows kids can be annoying no matter how you slice it, but if they're crying their heads off and yelling, quote, "I want a fucking pie," well, you're probably in line at a Burger King.
Or if you're watching an episode of South Park.
Right? The only natural recourse is then to buy every single pie that Burger King has for sale. So the kid basically just has to fucking deal with it, with life at that point. Yeah. So one man claims on Reddit to have done just that. In a Reddit thread labeled, quote, titled "Off My Chest," one user spins a compelling tale of buying 23 Burger King apple pies when he heard a young crybaby behind him yelling at his mother about wanting some fucking pie. What happens next will surprise and maybe gratify most of you. And here is his reclaim of the story. It turns out he was so slow because they only had one trainee on the cash register during lunch hour, which was busy. All I can think of is how the people behind me ruined my splurge of having this meal today and gave me this headache. Then I decide to ruin their day. I order every apple pie they have left, in addition to my burgers, which turned out to be 23 pies in total. I take my order and walk towards the exit. As I approach the door, moments later, I hear the woman yelling, "What do you mean there ain't no pies left? Who bought all of them?" I turn around and see the cashier pointing at me. And the woman shooting me a death glare. Oh. I stand there, slowly pull one of the pies out of the sack and start eating it as I stare back at her. She starts running towards me but can't get to me because of the rails for the lineup in the food court.
Fucked up by the queue. I love it.
I turn and slowly walk away. And he says at the end of it, the man with the most pies and the least crying kids wins. He's reclaiming his pie.
Yeah.
Reclaim the pie.
Reclaiming my pie. I'm going to drink to that.
Sounds like a new lesbian bar.
With my very drinkable wine.
It's like a new lesbian bar.
What? Reclaiming my pie.
No?
I think it should be named after Ron Stanton, called Trick Pussy.
There you go.
Listeners from previous years will understand that reference.
Yeah, I like it.
Her name came up again today.
Earlier?
Trick Pussy. Yes.
Okay.
I want to reclaim my time. I just want to drink.
Our next headline comes from the lovely, talented, and melodic Kat Carlson.
Oh, that's true. I was accused of that earlier.
Yes, you were.
This comes from Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, a lot of us live here.
Right here.
Yeah, like, local
news.
Local could be
local news.
Yeah. Yeah,
we think of big words together.
A group of people opposed to an Arizona law that marked the nation's most ambitious expansion of private school vouchers says that it has collected enough signatures to stop it.
Yay!
Hooray! Oh. So, the name of the group is called SOS Save Our Schools Arizona, and they've been out all summer long. Everywhere, all over my social media. I don't know if you guys have seen it all, but they've been hustling the streets, going door to door, collecting signatures to try and overturn this bill. So, through our useless legislature, they put this through, and they wanted to expand they call them ESAs. They're educational something. Anyway, school vouchers, right? Yeah. So it's kids that would get public money to put towards a private education.
Okay.
Which sounds good, maybe, until you realize that, number one, it doesn't apply to everybody. This was only going to expand it to 30,000 kids. Sure. So it's not like you're revamping your education system to say, okay, everybody gets this much money and you can decide where to go. That seems a lot more fair.
Yeah.
That absolutely feels good. But no, this is just for certain people to apply to get public money to go to private school.
Right.
It's not need-based. It's not...
Just to keep the money out of the public
school. Is this going to come up later in your story? How are those 30,000 chosen, and on what merits?
You know what? I'm not super familiar with the specifics of the law as it was going to go into effect. But I am super familiar with the fact that these people decided, we don't want this to happen. No. Here's how many signatures we need. They need 75,321 verified legitimate signatures. So these have to be signatures from registered voters who live in the, I think it's Maricopa County or the whole state. In any event, they think they've done it. So what they've done is they've collected about 110,000 signatures.
Wow. That's hard work.
Which is still short of what they thought they needed for enough cushion, because there are going to be signatures that get thrown out because they're either in the wrong format or the people aren't registered to vote.
And they have they put the wrong address.
Right.
Or illegible addresses.
All kinds of reasons that signatures get stricken from these petitions, which is why a lot of them fail. Like the recall Diane Douglas one failed because they didn't collect enough signatures. Right. But they have turned in enough that the Secretary of State will have to put the law on hold while they verify the signatures. So the school vouchers were going to go into effect tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
There were already people like with their paperwork ready to sign up for the program. Okay. But nope, it's on hold pending the signatures. If they have enough signatures, then the measure goes on the ballot for November 2018. So this could stall it for a good long time. Okay. To get on the ballot. So that's a hopeful sign because the grassroots works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. These people, until the very last week, they were doing it all on a volunteer basis. They didn't hire any, because there are these companies that you can hire to go collect signatures for you, right?
Which they tried to make illegal, right? Didn't they?
They did change the laws on that.
Yeah.
They changed the laws in Arizona on how you pay for those signatures.
Right.
Because I think...
Not pay for the signatures, but pay for the people that are collecting
them. For the people that are collecting them, right. It used to be pay per signature, which is why you see those guys out there with 75 different clipboards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they're getting paid per autograph, but now they have to pay them hourly, and it's a whole thing. Okay. And they did change, and that law also goes into effect this year, how initiatives get on the ballot in the first place.
Okay.
And this is a like state-specific thing. Every state has different ways that... people can get things on the ballot. Some states don't have a vehicle at all. It's mostly a Western thing. Like, a lot of Eastern states don't have that at all. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about, ballot initiatives? You know, because they're not citizen-driven. But Arizona still has that. They have changed that. That also went through court a little bit and was sent through, like, it passed through court and is going to go into effect because the judge that was hearing that said, well... it hasn't gone into effect, so it hasn't hurt anybody yet, so I can't block it.
Okay.
So, more legal challenges pending. But, kudos to Save Our Schools Arizona for collecting their signatures.
Because we're all products, whether good or bad, of public schools, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's public schools?
Mostly bad, I think. Mm-hmm. Represented
initially. Yeah, I went to a parochial school for 3 years, and I just vandalized it. That came out really wrong.
Yeah, would you like to reclaim that statement?
Reclaim that statement.
And a very drinkable rosé, so feel free.
Very drinkable.
I want to take that back.
Would you rather reclaim your pie?
Is the statute of limitations over?
I'm not sure. That's why I'm reclaiming that.
So now I was in third grade and I was
stupid. But I hated being there. It was awful. It's all public school. And I would never, never do anything like that ever again.
No, I dropped out of public school. Are you kidding me? I'm a high school dropout. But I'm a product of the public school system.
For better or worse, this is what you get.
For the first 11 years of my schooling, absolutely. The last year and a half, nope, not at all.
Yeah.
That'd be the school of hard knocks right there.
So
that's my story.
I'm sticking to it.
Good work. That,
due to a lack of witnesses, at her age, a lack of survivors. Just kidding.
That's cute. You're older, right? Yeah.
She's talking to you. He is a couple months older.
Very
then
nice.
What? Oh yeah.
Than her.
See?
Yeah, that's a true statement. There's not a lie in anything
I
just said.
2 months, in fact.
Yep.
See?
Yep. 2 months, 20 days.
Dos monthos.
And the Wichita lineman just walks away.
Monthos.
I can explain that.
Bad Spanish. I have a lot of bad Spanish.
Anyway.
I've had a lot of bad Spanish in me.
The time is yours.
Can't reclaim that time either, sadly.
Well, did you get those pictures, Mr. McKee?
I got several pictures. Yeah, I don't know which ones you want me to start with.
Well, the last one was just because I had to.
No, but I'm going to share that one with you later. Yeah, but which one comes first?
Really?
That was not.
Reclaim that time in Japan.
That wasn't meant to be funny, but it was.
But it is, because we're going to talk about pillows being sex partners.
Okay, so we're going to start with this one, apparently.
So which came
first?
Don't
talk about my personal life.
So which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I'd like a disclaimer before this story is, I don't like Jap animation. I'll just tell you that.
No,
right,
and I'm totally...
So we're gonna
Jewish American princesses are lovely people. Sometimes they draw. And you know what we should do? Because somebody might be listening to this, is the only hour they're listening to.
Yeah.
We should tell them that they should be drinking to I Want to Reclaim My Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the drinking word continues on. I don't know how you continue, how we have to. Yeah. We have to have another disclaimer.
The drinking word is.
No, but you got to, because they don't know. Yeah. If they only listen to this hour, they haven't heard it.
If you don't understand what we're doing, you need to listen to hour one.
Also, if you've listened to this much into hour two, even a minute, then God bless you.
You should already be drunk.
And you're probably hammered.
You should.
And well, if not, you will be.
They're sitting around waiting for somebody to tell them a phrase.
All right. That's right. So, you know, it's difficult to know if this is betting or if it's sex toys. But in Japan, there's a new pillow. You can just use that that first one.
Oh, wait, not that one. That one?
That one. Yeah, that's great. So the Japanese market of sex toys for men is an impressive array of human substitutes.
They're very creative.
Incredibly and awkward. The whole thing is just weird. So most of which either appear to be sleepy or sleeping, which
like this one
is awkward. Yeah, that's
that looks
terrifying.
Like it's a bad episode of Dexter.
I was gonna say, or Criminal Minds.
That was
or something.
My favorite episode of Dexter. I'm going to take umbrage here.
There's one that's truly
I feel
too,
like there's some
too,
assembly
too
required
there.
Yeah.
She has bangs. And
oh, there
I,
it is. Put
you
together.
Know,
yeah. You got to IKEA this shit.
Some assembly required.
So 30 to 50% of online catalogs feature such offerings as these. And new products are being released at just a crazy rate. Browsing these sites, it's notable how many Japanese sex toys play on the notion of unconsciousness.
I never thought of it like that.
I mean, when you wake up, you want to reclaim your time.
You're going to Bill Cosby, you know, your way through a sex
doll.
That's
right, exactly. Have a drink. Eyes closed.
Like a pudding pop, can I get some pudding pops?
Yeah. Eyes closed, cut off from the real world by sleep. These dolls invite their human companions to follow them into a fantasy dream world. Oh. The strange invitation is the subject of... this guy who's writing, like, love surrogates is the way that they're looked at.
I can tell by the
love
by the picture.
Surrogates.
The love surrogates.
I feel like that was a Mike Myers movie.
The association of desire and sleep seems paradoxical. In trying to understand this market, they're basically looking at physical shapes and the flesh pillow sector. I mean,
the flesh pillow sector. It's my favorite part of Japan when I travel.
Is that what that is?
Right. That would be the flesh pillow sector. Yes. It's dolls, body parts that are used for masturbation. They're replicas of young women, sometimes pared down to the most basic female contours of, you know, like a vaguely human-like inflatable mattress is really what it comes down to.
You know, you can get real people to help you with these things.
You probably can. Yeah I feel like you can. There's something about...
human beings?
Yeah.
Interaction?
Yeah. But maybe this is like that everything that I was reading with this, it's like the movie Her. Like how people, Siri and
I like you're asking him questions about a movie.
No. I'm just saying the association.
Dear Google.
But she threw the technical aspect to Siri, and I knew what the fuck we were doing.
See? That's right.
I've seen more movies this year, though, than any other year in my life.
We're very proud of you.
You know, when these bodies, right, come with interchangeable coverings, you know, like adjustable heads. Featuring varied facial expressions.
On a personal note, I really do enjoy adjustable heads.
They have wigs and legs and the arms. Maybe they have two. Like sometimes you like people with one.
Can you put a pillowcase over this?
Okay, so that now becomes even creepier because
the answer is yes.
And you can buy it from mypillow.com.
Yeah.
Not an official sponsor. Yeah.
Not ever going to be. Not ever.
There are optional things that you can buy as well, of course. You know, breasts of all sizes and, of course, the stick-on nipples, disposable vaginas, and more.
Por supuesto.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. The nipples.
Stick-on nipples, disposable vaginas.
No, wait a minute.
And more.
My vagina was disposable. And that's how I treated it.
There you have it. Without the jigsaw of their detachable limbs and other accoutrements, flesh from the box, human. Killing me.
I worry about how you spend
it. It resembles an inflatable or stuffed pillow. Hence, your pillowcase. Sir.
Did you do research on these stories while you were in the first housing situation in San Diego?
Kinda.
Were you? Yeah. Okay.
Isn't it romance?
What are you doing? Oh, I'm googling. I'm working.
I'm not doing anything.
I got two pillows and a surprise for you later. You can find a bed you can lay on.
I'm just looking at sexual sensation cushions.
I noticed that a lot of your stories do focus around a topic that you don't even like to talk about.
No, I know.
Yeah. But the irony.
Fucking cars and Japanese, you know.
Pillows.
Sex pillows.
Punctuation's important here. It's not like, those fucking cars.
Right.
No, she's talking about fucking cars.
Yeah. But Amina had something
luckily,
that...
Luckily, that's not so much...
It's actually the same punctuation.
It's intonation. Yes. So much.
My bad. My bad.
I mean, I don't want to be a... I'm going to reclaim my time. I don't want to be a stickler for a detail.
But go ahead.
Yeah, but please do.
No, that was it.
Okay.
Oh, I want to...
If the rules could just be explained again.
Drink, claim time.
Oh, anyway.
I don't want the explaining of rules to be taken away from my time.
It's like a coconut chip. Won't.
I don't want to spend my time on how fabulous I am.
Right.
Wait, yes, I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, yes, I do.
I don't need to hear my resume.
Now,
I was there.
She said that.
As long as you all know about these things, it's really my purpose. It's a, you know.
Amina, the Japanese birth rate is at its lowest point in history. Now I know why. Yeah. Go fuck a pillow, honey.
We live on an island. Fuck the pillow. Leave me alone.
Oh, yes. Lovely legs, hopper pillow.
Bootsy? Bootsy read something about men gluing their dick shut.
Oh.
Why would you, on purpose, or was it accidental?
Well, there's a couple things that are going to happen wrong there.
Oh, yeah. My God. First of all, your hand gets stuck.
Yeah.
How do you explain that?
Stop reclaiming your pie while we watch.
No pictures. I'm just saying.
And then Joe DeGanzik posted the link to that.
Oh,
to which one? About the sticky penis?
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Joe.
We're not looking.
Falling in love again.
Again, a different inflection. There's either thanks, Joe, or there's thanks, Joe.
Right?
Different inflection. Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
I'm just as long as I get you all the information.
Just click on the link and feel freedom.
It.
You can feel freedom.
You can feel freedom.
You can feel your partner. And you know what? You can feel smart.
Well, and you can feel rested, quite frankly, with some
That's
of
not one of the clicks I can link.
I'm just telling you.
No.
Just telling you.
Links I can click.
Yeah, I don't think you've slept since I dropped you off at home last night.
Hey. No.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. No.
On third thought, no.
No. No.
This segment is going exactly as I thought.
Exactly as planned. Yeah.
Well played.
I can see the train. I can see the tracks. Everything.
Well, the tracks aren't maintained by Union anymore. We can't ride
on them. Well, that's right. Well played,
next.
Minions.
Okay, well, because we're the show that's constantly focused on the opioid crisis.
We sure are.
It's not a national emergency, though. I want you to know that.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, wait. I did the wrong headline. So we'll go there. So Trump...
Killing me.
...pledges action, stepped up enforcement to combat opioid issue. So he's going to ignore everything that they're saying. And Price, this douchebag...
Health and Human Services Price?
Yeah, HHS Price, department head... U.S. won't declare opioid emergency, and Kellyanne fucking Conway standing behind him in some kind of prairie skirt from like, Jesus Christ, the grapes of goddamn wrath, announced Tuesday that President Trump has no immediate plans to declare the nation's opioid epidemic a public health emergency, a decision that flies in the face of the key recommendation of the president's bipartisan opioid commission. Public health experts have said that an emergency declaration was much needed in turning the tide to say she's got my glasses. Oh no!
Here. No, you have them.
Where's mine?
You can't even see them.
Yeah.
I'm like Velma from Scooby.
So I gave them back to you.
Zoinks. Zoinks.
Wasn't for you, goddamn kids.
If it weren't for the meddling kids.
Right.
Well, I knew that he didn't say goddamn, but in my mind, that's what he's thinking.
Well, sure.
Public health officer had said that an emergency declaration was much needed in turning the tide to save American lives.
Reclaim time.
The tide is high.
Headed by beach lover and lawn chair enthusiast, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, was resolute in maintaining the importance of an emergency declaration. Our citizens are dying, it said. Maybe it's just me and the drinkable wine. We say to the president, you must declare an emergency. And I have to say, with a little bit of travel the last couple of months, honest to God, hand to Jesus, as I live and breathe, I'm reclaiming my time. Let's drink. Hold on. I'm reclaiming my time.
I need more coffee.
Everywhere I went, the topic of heroin addiction, and it could be because I work as a nurse. That could be why people are asking me. But it's coming up in casual conversation everywhere.
Maybe they think you're a drug dealer.
Oh.
There you go. That's a good point.
Cousin Al's coming to visit.
Fair point.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. Not true in any way.
No. But fair point.
But it is becoming alarming that when you go places and travel and you start to talk about, like, so what's going on here? Is it, like, tourism's getting better? Are the beaches getting better? Everything comes back to, you know, I know somebody that died of a heroin overdose.
Right.
You know, someone's addicted to heroin. You know, someone had to, like, lock up their house or kick out their kid, or mom's gone off the bend.
How many funerals have you been to this week or month? Right. Yeah.
And honestly, that actual statement came up.
That sounds like the 80s.
That someone's third friend had just died. Mm. And the question was, oh, heroin again? And we don't know.
Yeah,
right.
That one is like an autopsy case. But it's becoming a scary thing that this thing is going on. And while we're focusing on all kinds of strange things, two things. We're focusing on strange things, and this is coming up, and it's becoming a huge problem everywhere. And there has to be families that have been dealing with drug abuse and problems with drug abuse and needing help with drug abuse that are thinking, oh, because it's white people, now you're all paying attention.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's an evil side to it that everyone that Poopy or Poppy or whatever her name is on CNN.
Poppy Harlow, they just had the special.
Yeah. Yeah, but hers was like, it was Monday morning watching CNN, and the story was so long and so involved that I'm like, is it Sunday?
Oh.
Because I feel even though Congress is in recess, the president's on vacation, that's not new, that the special that she had about the opioid problem and the heroin addiction and people dying was like really long for a Monday afternoon when usually you're firing news stories and going to this person. That she was like, we're going to treat this like an episode of Vice. It was very strange, and it's just wackadoodle that our president is on the wrong page because he's so on top of things.
He really is.
And seems to be really on his game.
I remember watching, this has probably been almost 2 years ago, when this was starting to rear its ugly head in many small towns, as it's been doing back east. And I want to say it was, it may have been a CNN special at that point, maybe not, but I know definitely it was a 60 Minutes. And they did a thing where they went into this town, and one of the very things that they were talking about was the fact that it's not race specific. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's not just black kids
arresting people is not going to help. Like, there's just so many things that horse.
But the only barn and the horse metaphor you can't even use.
Well, no, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. But no, but that's what they were saying.
Like, ooh, now it's white people. Maybe we should look.
Right. No,
we
but that was part of the point of that story, was the fact that if you're thinking, you know, they had a black kid or two in the story, and then there was this girl who was the perfect epitome of everything in high school. She was the cheerleader. She was this. She was, you know, and they go through a lot of kids.
Poppy took it so seriously. She took off her shoes and sat cross-legged and interviewed her.
Mm. Like Sade.
I almost took a screenshot of that.
Sade.
So, but the interesting thing was it showed all of these people who, like, you know, valedictorians of high school and football kids, and all these kids who had amazing lives, and there was no reason to ever suspect that they would ever have veered off of that track, and they got whatever it was. I think one kid was a football injury, and it was a painkiller that got him started. Sure. And there was just
an Opana. Our show is obsessed with Opana.
Well, you know, yes, we sure are. And
the Opana
when it's a man, a matter of the who we know and the what. I mean, someone that I considered and consider to be a daughter to me went through heroin addiction.
Yeah, and it's
scary as fuck. Like we
and it's creeping up.
Oh, and that's what scares me, I think, the most, because you know, she's phenomenal gal. I've been sober for 6 years, and getting off heroin is nothing easy, nothing at all.
I stopped train spotting.
Right, but that's what scares me is that there's so, you know, it's like right here again. Mm-hmm. Right, and not being presented in a pretty picture, but it's right here, and so it does. It makes me nervous that because it's such a there. For some people, drinking would be that way, right? Like that. If my mom went and had a sip of booze, is she going to die from it? No. But some people could.
Is it a slow train? Is it a slow train to somewhere?
Sure.
Yeah.
But you do heroin. Just because you're like, I can do it just the one time. No, you could be just real dead.
Yeah, and the thing that makes it scary is because whilst we were away, mm-hmm. I mean, working on this beautiful new format that's going swimmingly.
so far, it's going exactly as imagined. Oh, I know. It's really good.
Everything I say sounds like fuck you, but I meant that with love.
it's your inflection.
It is. It might be. The fact is that the healthcare debate came to a screeching halt. The fact that McCain went to Mayo Clinic mm-hmm. and got himself taken care of and didn't go to a place mm-hmm. that was a not-for-profit or somewhere that he went with his private insurance sure. to a private hospital sure. and dealt with a very public health condition mm-hmm. based on his... So he had to... What is it? 9 parts hero, 1 part...
Sure.
Ghoul, sure. whatever they say. On
nine parts troll, 1 part hero, I think.
Yeah, nine parts troll, 1 part hero. And then the other thing is... No, it's from Pod Save America. Yeah. It was the title of one of their shows. So the other part is that all these governors of all of these states, including Kasich, these governors are coming in saying, no, there's a new underlying problem in America, and Connecticut, Ohio, Indiana... All these states where these things, like, you're not expecting to hear them, are dealing with this. Mm-hmm. And all of those governors wrote letters about saving
and
money.
And we're treating those people with Medicaid.
Yes. And the president doesn't know the difference between Medicaid and Medicare, but we don't have time for that. We're not that kind of show.
President, I'm pretty sure somebody tells him which shoe goes on which foot.
But someday for our obsession,
somebody
really has to address that. So we'll make that one of our obsessions for the next few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a difference between Medicaid and Medicare. And unfortunately, or fortunately for everyone, one of the Orange Dumpster Fire's biggest campaign promises, because he doesn't know the difference, mm-hmm. was I will not touch Medicaid.
Right.
Which is like all of the Republican Party was like, and they went full velociraptor on that one. I'm done reclaiming my time. We're going to count that as a drinking word.
Fine, sir.
I actually forgot something in the obsession segment that I'm just going to briefly touch back on, because him saying something about Trump reminded me. I cannot stop watching that video from Vicente Fox where he holds up the sign that says, we're not paying for your fucking wall, and fucking is F-U-C-K-E-N, and he goes through this entire thing about the wall.
That's how I say it.
He cracks me up.
He was on CNN the morning with Cuomo and Ashley, whatever her name is. Anyway, they didn't have him bleeped. Oh. So he said... You know, it's like when I told him, I won't pay your fucking wall. Right. And the look, she was like.
I love it.
My apologies for not, I should have known. But thank you for the colorful
language. Mr. Fox
language.
Was not on the
so
delay.
So funny, and all of a sudden,
Mr. Fox.
I just think he's fantastic.
He really is. He's like, he's a fucking idiot.
He doesn't, and he's got no fucks to give. He doesn't care. Yeah.
No.
Well, the average tweet from the old Orange Dumpster Fire elicits thousands of replies, but amid the diehard supporters and trolls is a friendly voice, just trying to look out for the leader of the free world. Now, some of you may know the name of Josh Patton. He's a writer on SNL, and he's taken to casually replying to the president's tweets like their personal texts, and the responses are very chummy, and they're just
cute.
Fucking funny. Now, so far, Patton has offered travel tips, Netflix recommendations, and typical text if you need anything replies to 45. He gives a world leader the same kind of vaguely interested messages that you quickly send to appease your parents and other friends. He announced a week ago Sunday on Twitter in a tweet with some false screenshots about his little ploy here against 45, where he's actually tweeting back to him, and it just cracked me the hell up. Now, here's one that he did for him, where 45 says, "Getting ready to leave for Poland, after which I travel to Germany for the G20. We'll be back on Saturday." He responds, "Call when you land." Loved that.
All right, so Josh, let me get Josh Patton on my Twitter feed, because
me
likey Twitter when you're funny.
Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Another one is when 45 tweeted, "I'm at the USGA, US Women's Open, and amateur player is co-leading for the first time in many decades. Very exciting." And he responded to him, "Sounds neat. Keep me posted." And this was one of my favorites, because we've all had this happen where we see a text very late in the day from somebody who may have texted in the morning or whatnot. So Trump tweets, "Congratulations to Sung Hyun Park on winning the 2017 U.S. Women's Open." And he responds, "Sorry, just seeing this." I just think that's fantastic. He just treats it like it's a personal text.
Yep. That's funny. And I have that too. I thought that was great.
So Donald Twatter tweeted something, and Josh Patton replied, "Dude, come on, Thrones is on."
He's not wrong.
No,
no, he's not wrong at all.
He's not wrong. That's no, you should not tweet at people when Game of Thrones is
Do
on.
Do not.
Rude.
Oh, and then he says, "Please honor Scaramucci today by sucking your own cock at half staff."
Oh.
And then he says,
"Okay, I'm not going to eat until you say it, because I'm afraid."
Yeah. So the Orange Dumpster Fire tweeted something, and Josh Patton replies, "At dinner, could have used a little more heads up."
Oh, God.
Looks like you really focused on saying the words right. Good job.
Well done.
Totally couldn't tell you were reading.
Okay. If you're not understanding the twatter, I am all about it lately. It's just been a source of good times. Yeah. Great oldies.
Yep. Funny shit. Kat Carlson, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh. It's my turn already. Well,
tables in a circle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Clockwise.
She doesn't recognize shapes. I'd like to reclaim my time as her therapist.
By the way, reclaiming my time is our drinking phrase for this evening. So every time you hear it, we encourage you to drink responsibly.
Because if you tuned in now, you're sitting around with your computer.
Yeah. Could be.
That technical error is on
you. You're later than I am.
Yeah.
Well, in case you were
when
thinking,
it gets to a month, you really got to start prayer.
Reclaiming my time.
Fair point. Go to a doctor. Say a doctor about that.
In case you were thinking that America was the only country where white people just want to go back in time
and do heroin,
you're wrong. You're 100% wrong, because it appears that Australia is set to put gay marriage up to a public vote. Yeah. Because why not? Because why not? Only 64% of their country support marriage equality, so we should... Yeah. We should just vote on that so the hateful people can put out pamphlets and things.
Like this one?
Yep, just like that one. We're going to get to that one in just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I feel like I'm jumped the gun now. Would you like to reclaim that time?
Reclaiming my time.
I'm sorry. Wow.
I like it.
In the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we'd have had a production meeting, I didn't know.
It's looking likely that there will be a national public vote on marriage equality in Australia after an attempt to of their legislature to force a vote in their Congress on the issue. It's called a postal plebiscite.
Ah.
I know.
Is there a shot?
It's a fun word. A fun word. No.
A plebiscite sounds like...
So
it sounds like a disease, but...
But it's not, because I know how to use it in a song.
It's it's super not. What it is it's basically a survey of the populace.
Yeah.
It's a Greek thing. I looked
plebeian
it up earlier.
Is the common
the
folk.
Common people, right. So they're going to survey
it's
the
so
common
plebeian.
People.
So plebeian.
Nero! Now,
Here's the thing that really kind
of
got me.
Can you do the fandango?
The plebiscite is the postal plebiscite, so they're going to mail something out and you have to mail it back. It's scheduled to take place over a 2-month period.
That's the best way to do it.
It will cost about $122 million.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Sure. And
of course. Why not?
It's not necessarily legally binding.
No.
Right.
So they're going to waste $122 million?
Well, so what they're going to do is they're going to open an opportunity for propagandists.
Very
those
nice.
That
I
make
like
the
that.
Propaganda. You like how I just made up a word?
I do. No, I like that. Yes, that's nice. That's good.
to produce things such as this lovely pamphlet, right?
Oh, God damn it! Oh,
come on, cue the pamphlet. Please cue the pamphlet. Can we get you to cue the pamphlet?
I'm reclaiming my time. Bullshit.
We're sorry about the delay. The pamphlet is now on display.
So,
do you want me to zoom in on anything?
Please don't zoom in the pamphlet.
Zoom.
You could if you like.
Zoom.
Just screenshot the pamphlet and send it to your friends.
Zoom.
I'll go ahead and read them.
Zoom. Zoom.
I'd like to reclaim my pamphlet.
Zoom, zoom.
So, of course, the Australian version of the, you know, people's policy for families and go fuck yourself.
Why isn't there a koala bear on it?
Because not everything in Australia has a koala bear on
or
it.
Or Olivia Newton-John. Something. Yeah. I need something.
Yeah. I believe she's
Kanga,
against this.
Kanga.
Oh, yeah. She's all. She married a gay.
See?
Then he died. See?
Yeah.
No, wrong gay.
Oh, either one.
Different gay.
Wrong gay.
Yep.
So, sadly, for the LGBT community in Australia, there will be these pamphlets circulating, trying to persuade people to, A, participate in the plebiscite.
Assholes.
And because it's not mandatory or compulsory, it's voluntary. So, they're just going to mail out a survey, and they're trying to get it mailed back to try and kind of illustrate, hey, look at all these people that are against it.
Boy to boy.
Sex education will outline the following. If it gets approved...
Yeah.
Possible
scary outcomes. If you vote yes for same-sex marriage, this may happen. School curriculums will incorporate same-sex marriage. Mm. Boys will be taught that they could marry boys.
No.
Girls will be taught that they could marry girls.
Nuh-uh.
Cats are friends with dogs.
Reclaim time!
Total chaos. Thunder and lightning. Now, I do
very,
have to
very
say
frightening.
That. I know, Scaramouche. I know... All in on that one. I know that this is your time, but...
That's okay.
I also know that what they're putting as a con is what you kind of need as a pro, because however you do this, Australian people, the peoples of Australia...
People of Australia.
The plebeian. you're going to run into... Billy's got two dads. Billy's got two moms. So this is going to be in the curriculum pretty soon anyways. It's kind of like in the 90s when Mrs. Doubtfire as a puppet. So it's a man dressing as a woman imitating a puppet. If you can follow along with that. Any of those people would like to reclaim their time.
The puppet
one. Nope,
but
good.
You have to explain why it might not be a mommy and a daddy. It might be grandma. It might be your uncle. Like, there's other family groups. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that's coming up.
Right.
This tide is coming up with or without you. So...
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as topical as that is, I thought of this week.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
Right in the tip.
Our dear friend and former person who sat in that seat.
Finger on the pulse.
Katie June.
Yeah.
Katie June posted pictures yesterday of Palmer going to kindergarten.
I know it. Was that not the cutest fucking thing?
Cute, adorable. But I saw that, the first thing I thought of when I saw the picture of little Palmer, I don't know, like in the coat room or in the classroom, wherever she was. And I thought
her name was.
I like you think we live in Arizona. And there's a coat room.
Well, cloakroom, whatever they call, where they hang their backpacks or whatever the fuck.
They
it
put
is.
Their
it was
galoshes.
First day of school or the first day it works at coat check girl. Can't be sure.
Check your hat. Check your coat shirt.
But the first thing I thought of when I saw the picture,
cigar.
There's got to be something better than this.
That's not what I thought.
Check your pants.
Shit, my pants.
It was so convenient.
So is. But when I saw that picture, I thought of. It's going to be interesting because now that Palmer is in school, that will come up. At some point, there's going to be another kid ask Palmer, what did your mommy and daddy do? Or you know, there's going to be something like that, and that's going to be interesting. And I'm thinking, I don't know, and maybe that's something we call Katie or we get her involved and ask her that. What have Kelly and Katie done to get in front of that? What have they said to Palmer? What has Palmer...
I think they watched a lot of The L Word.
Hopefully not with Palmer.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
that
honestly,
sex education is a little ahead of its time.
I can't remember which one of my friends with a small child was like, kind of have the TV on with the blue meth. What's that guy called?
The blue meth.
The blue meth. The meth guy.
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. I kind of got the TV on with Breaking Bad. So if my...
Walter son, White.
If my child's first words are, you motherfucker, not terribly surprised.
No. Right.
Not terribly surprised.
So, I mean, it's going
to
come up.
But
I'm almost sure that they live the kind of lifestyle and have the kind of, I mean, we could probably call her and double check, but I'm pretty sure everything is
just
out in the open and just this is the way it is.
Well, and
it's typical. It's normal. There's nothing different about it. There's not.
No, but it's
for that. No, the way that them, they treat it.
Right.
The way
she knows nothing different.
The thing that I have learned from friends of mine, especially back home, that have kids roughly the same age. The kids don't give a shit.
Mm-mm, that's been my experience, too. Yeah.
But haven't we learned that
No, but I'm saying, like, even with them asking, they're like, okay.
No, I think to a point that's right. Yeah. But you know damn good and well that there's going to be those three little fucking kids who were raised by Sarah Huckleberry Hound who are in that class. They're going to be like, oh, well, you know that's an abomination. You can't, you're going to hell because of that. No. And then all of a sudden it's going to be like, what?
No. I mean,
and then Palmer's going to Rochambeau him and kick him in the pussy.
I would like to take.
My
children are going to read the Bible.
It really did escalate.
I'm going to do a dramatic reenaction. Of how that went wrong. So, innocent little boy walks up to daughter of cute lesbians
Palmer.
And says, Palmer.
Puget.
Says, hey, what do your mommy and daddy do? And little Palmer says, hey. I've got two mommies. They're both kind of cool. And we go to WNBA games. And kind of have a crush on the big girl with the long arms.
My one mommy drinks wine and goes on diets. My other mommy.
She has a purse that has wine in it.
My mommy drinks box wine, too. And daddy's got a Japanese pillow. And
daddy reclaims a lot of time.
So
that's what he calls it.
He goes home, or they go home. Will be gender non-binary. So they go home and say to their parents, who would not have a problem with this question if they had already dealt with gender binary, but whatever. And they're like, "Hey, WNBA stars,
Brittany Griner,
getting both mommies kind of worked up in the bedroom over there." Daddy has a fit, comes back to the son, goes back to Palmer and says, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's not the kid's reaction.
I honestly don't. I have no idea what you mean.
So I thought it was like Meryl Streep.
Look, I just saw the tracks over there. Like, what the hell?
You're awful.
Reclaiming my time. Let me be your anger translator.
Thank
here.
You.
So I've gone through this experience.
Oh, but the lesbian right here.
She's right here.
Oh, my God. Horse right
here. How did we forget this?
Reclaim the time.
Are you new this season?
I am new this season.
What's your name?
And so the kid who...
Katie Lane.
The kid who we actually ran into that with, our oldest, is now in the sixth grade. So he's gone through all the way from kindergarten. And when he was in kindergarten, like, that did happen. And did happen for a couple of years until the kids kind of got to know me, too. And the kids are not the problem. And most of the time, unless you've got some really overtly, like, empowered assholes, most of the time the parents are at least very quiet about their bigotry. Right? They don't want to be the out-and-out asshole. They might whisper about it behind. But the kids, for sure, you know what I mean, would walk up to me all the time and be like, are you a boy or a girl? Are you his mom or his dad?
Yeah.
And I would, and I'm kind of, you know what I mean, like an asshole about it. And I go, well, what do you think?
Yeah, you tell me. Said that you turn that back
right
them,
and so sure. I turn it back around, and then the kids go, yeah, all right, and they go pick their nose and do whatever they do.
Yeah,
right. The funny thing is, though,
in
so
sixth grade pocket pool
over the summer I had just an acquaintance that I know that has older children whose daughter came out to her over the summer.
Oh.
And she, you know, because I am the spokesperson for
in
all
high school
lesbian,
in high school.
Yeah. Okay. She's like a sophomore or junior. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. You know, like 16 years old. Mm-hmm. So being that everyone knows that I'm the spokesperson for all things lesbian,
of course, right.
She sends me a message and says, hey, you know, I've got this happening and I'm freaking out and my kid just came out to me and la la la. And, you know, can I buy you coffee? And can you tell me what to do?
Sure.
To which I replied, well, if she came out to you, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Because right most track. Of us waited about a good 5 to 10 years mm-hmm. before we told our parents.
Right.
So, so far you're doing all right. But she... and it was a very sweet compliment that I had never thought of. She said, you know what, just by being you and being out there in the school, like, imagine the kids that you've, like, influenced and...
No, not like, touched like that.
Nope. Super
no,
didn't
I,
do that.
Honest
yeah. Super did not
honest
do
to
that.
God didn't mean
reclaim
that.
Your, reclaim,
reclaim
your finger.
Reclaim...
I would have emailed her a coupon for batteries.
But
smart.
It's the important part of what you're doing.
Katie and Kelly will do that in their school as well.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they're not they're not a they're closeted not hidden, family. Right. So I don't think, you know, I think
Katie,
will
help. Katie helps people that don't even want help. Like, she's so gregarious that she's such an outreaching person.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they're, you know what I mean? Both very nice people, yeah. Both, you know, charming people. Unlike the one lesbian that was at our school that
No.
There was one school event where I literally had to put someone between me and her because I was going to knock her the fuck out. Sick of that one.
Lesbian fight. Yeah, lesbian fight.
I saw it on South Park last night.
Nice. Yeah. And if I may,
just reclaim your fucking time.
I'm reclaiming.
Can you use the right verbiage?
God damn.
Sorry, that was so last year.
Didn't get laid on your vacation, did you?
That was so last year by saying, you know,
season one bullshit going on over here.
Anyway, in the chat room, Amina was talking about that pamphlet and says, first of all, if anyone's stupid enough to take the language in that pamphlet seriously, they probably shouldn't be allowed to vote. And I just want to point out that people voted here for Trump.
Our president is Trump, right? Like, I mean, can't get really judgy about dumb people voting.
Didn't win popular vote.
To vote kind of thing. It just, there are people that fucking believe it. And so it's insanity.
I would just like to summarize those that are joining us an hour or two. The importance of being like Kat is for her children that. And with, as we assume, Katie and
Kelly
are...
with Puget.
Sure, sound.
Well, Parker.
That's what he always called
I always called her Parker.
Parker. Yeah. That's right.
But the importance of being out and being visible and asking that question, because yes, little Joey from my dramatic reenactment is going to go home and there's going to be some back and forth with a parent who's offended that idea got into that kid's head. And then they're going to realize, well, that we're going to have that conversation eventually. Now it's there.
Right.
And it's just done.
It's like ripping the Band-Aid off.
And then it's going to come up later. Unfortunately, it's going to come up a little bit later when everybody starts to be like attraction and feeling what they're feeling. But now there's not going to be that kind of shame. I'm thinking ahead in terms of like the age that people are, where like when you find out like I'm enjoying, you know, Kate Jackson on the Charlie's Angels, but I'm also a little bit in love with Bruce Boxleitner.
Right.
Like there'll be that thing of like, oh, well, I've seen this happy, adjusted couple. So if this thing with Kate Jackson is just because she's smart and this thing because of Bruce Boxleitner is because he's got a penis, you can make that. Does that make sense? Or am I just like three quarters of the bottle of wine through?
Well, two things.
But this, the young conversation about the relationship and the later conversation about the sex are going to be two separate things and maybe a little easier is my hope. I don't know.
I think so.
Missy@AOL.com, right?
Who's fucking story?
Come out wherever you are. No. That was my story.
Yeah, no, and that. But I think we're seeing the ramifications of it. It is 40 years later.
If you're gonna go have kids, then go join the PTO. Go be out. Let other people see you, so that it's not such a big deal. So that other little kids will come out to their parents instead of waiting until they're 25 while they, you know, run away from home and you know, hide in alleyways and whatever.
Right. Absolutely.
Marnie, it's your story.
All right. So
I found that story riveting.
I think it was riveting. I wanted to discuss because I'm staying on the riveting.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about construction work?
No, we're not going to. Or fucking cars. I'm leaving that alone. I do have a story about it, but I'm leaving it alone.
Okay.
There are some things that we need in our life, and that is...
$1 million.
Well, yes. But that's not the story. This is about the proposal. Is everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
For new emojis. I'm so excited.
Ooh, it's that time again?
I love the emojis. And this one has sad poo.
Oh, we definitely need sad poo.
Need sad poo poo. Sad poo is one of them. There's happy poo.
We already have the happy poop emoji.
Yeah. So now we have sad poo.
That's smart. We needed him.
I've been waiting. Mm-hmm. And they also have inebriated emoji, which they've needed.
They have drunk emoji.
We have drunk emoji.
I need you to send that to me now.
Right? No. These are proposed.
God damn it.
I know.
I'm too excited. I'm going to send it to you right now.
I'm on the edge of my... Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Well, I'm wondering if they're... I like that. Do we have the samples out there to see?
Yeah, yeah. Because I tried to do the whole thing. I was trying to put it in the chat room.
Well, let me screw that up. I have the interwebs over here. I can look it up.
Oh, got it. I'll send it to you.
I'll look at proposed emojis.
Oh, just go to... It's unicode.org.
The org.
Well, because they're the people that make the emojis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there's a Unicode standard?
Mm-hmm. Fuck!
Yeah. So the proposed emojis, they're 11 or 12, I think, and one is, some of them I didn't understand at all, but then again, there's a whole slew of them that I'm like, what the fuck is that?
They didn't think we needed an eggplant emoji either, but
I know,
we do.
Bring back that one. So the smiling face with smiling eyes and three hearts is in love or loved, lovely. Right? Like that kind of, which it's very cute. And I think that, that's a good one.
Where on this website is that?
I'll send
it to you. Oh, you got it?
I'm on the website.
Okay.
It's not on there.
Proposed updates.
That's not what this is. That's where I am. So.
I just don't see.
Follow along there. Anyway. So there is, we have that emoji. It's very exciting. There's one with a cape for like a hero.
Just the cape? We don't get the hero?
A cape and a mask proposed too.
Yes, there is. Serious face with eye mask and cape. It's a villain or a bandit.
One of them looks like Green Lantern. One of them looks Batman.
That's exactly what I thought too. I thought.
He's the Batman.
There is a face with smiling eyes and a party horn and a party hat. So it's me, actually, they're from years ago, but not right now.
Yeah. What's a party horn?
A party horn is right?
Okay, here you go, Alfie.
There you go.
Sad shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sad poo. Sad poo. And the,
party horn.
Party horn.
Not party whore.
Now, there's with the herpes on the right, but what's happening in the middle?
So, the blue
Iceman
is,
cometh?
Iceman cometh on my face.
That's the Night King.
That's the cold or freezing
chilly
thing. Yep. They have one with a red face with tongue sticking out with a bead of sweat. They have the descriptors. And that's for hot, overheated, frowning face with question marks for the eyes, lost and confused. I'll be using that often.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, I just found the mother load of these things.
No.
Ouch.
The frowning pile of poo, though. I think that is the exciting one that we're getting. There's a sad face with a broken heart, too. Oh, that's upsetting. It is.
All right.
It is.
Judges seem to rule.
Yeah.
Judge seemed pretty adamant on
it,
that
it just
one.
Is, because the fact that we even have to have that.
Oh, but there's also a fire extinguisher and a test tube.
Well,
they've proposed a llama. Who doesn't need a llama?
Who doesn't need a llama? I
wonder
totally
if it has a hat.
That's
a,
I was going to say, nice. Carl!
Or you could just have the llama.
I had to force feed somebody llama. We did a YouTube favorites off the other day on someone's TV.
Fun.
Good times. I saw some stuff. They saw some stuff.
Oh.
They saw a lot of llamas with hats.
That's nice.
They had to.
Yeah.
My vagina is so large, I had to underline it.
Your vagina? I had to draw a line under it.
Yeah, I had to draw a line under it.
No.
She gets off the bike. I just tattooed this cat this morning.
I love carrots, except that one.
Startling.
That is so fucking funny.
Oh, my God. They have one with banging your head against the wall. I want that one.
Oh, that needed
banging,
to happen.
Yeah.
Head against wall. Done.
I just want to let people that are texting me or putting things on my Facebook post to know I don't wear my glasses a lot, so I can't see those emojis. I don't know what you're saying in emoji. And I'm not going to get my glasses to find out what.
When you increase the text size, doesn't it increase the emoji size?
I don't have this feature on my computer. And I read.
Oh, I thought you used your iPad. Yeah.
I can't flick the bean on my computer.
Oh!
I'll show you some websites.
I don't want to Google that. I'm scared.
Things you can't unsee for $1,000.
Next caller.
No.
Oh, that's me. Reclaiming my time.
Reclaim it.
No, it is your time. You're not reclaiming shit. Just go.
All right.
Just
let him believe Ohio it. School District to fire employee after anti-gay Facebook post. So Columbus City Schools is working towards the termination of Chris Dodds, a garage assistant supervisor who posted an anti-all those letters message on social media ahead of the Columbus Pride Parade on Saturday. LGBTQ. I hope this event turns out like the Boston Marathon a few years back. All fags should be killed or at least relocated, Dodds wrote in a message posted to the Columbus Pride Parade's Facebook page. I can't believe you guys haven't seen this, but some of it, actually, this is a little old. We should have seen it already. In an email sent to NBC Out, I guess NBC, because of that fucking
peacock,
has a gay section.
Well, sure.
A spokesperson for Columbus City Schools, Jacqueline Bryant, irony noted, confirmed, the, district is confirmed the district is working towards the termination of Mr. Dodds for these highly inappropriate comments. Columbus City School values and celebrates its diversity. We do not tolerate discrimination of any kind. Most importantly, over the weekend, we had a large contingent, upwards of 500, of teachers, staff, students, families, and allies marching together during Saturday's Pride Parade. As of Monday in June, Change.org petition highlighting Dodds' offensive comments and calling for his termination had nearly 50,000 signatures, and it has gone up considerably because this was in June, and this story has gotten legs. It really didn't hit outside of that part of the country for a little bit. It was like towards the end of the month. This story is from like June 19th, and it was like June 30th, just as we were going off the air, that this story really got legs, because there was also a petition put out to keep him, saying it was free speech. And how this kind of played out in the media was that he was asking for a bomb. If he had just said, like, I hate fags, or I don't want this to go on, it would be one thing. But the fact that he asked someone to plant a bomb...
Inciting violence.
Yeah. Inciting violence really was what took this school district, who probably would have let...
Yeah, but isn't that domestic terrorism?
Yes, it is. And it's it's what took it from just being like, this isn't about free speech. You're actually yelling fire in the movie theater. Yeah. So it's not like you can't have an opinion, you can't be anti-gay and still be in the school system. As long as it, you know, you can have your opinions on Facebook. We're not going to fire you over them. We may ask, like many of us have in jobs, that we not say where we work on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't put a link to the job that you currently have if you're going to post political or incendiary remarks for either side, really, honestly. If you're going to post stuff that's not about, that's anti this or anti that or pro this or pro that, just don't put that this is your job. Because it kind of can come back to get you.
Sure.
So the fact that he no likey the gay community, which means he's probably sucking dick in a truck stop.
Right, and probably Republican.
I'm paying too much for it.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10.
He's in a bathroom stall somewhere.
Yeah, get a pillow from the Japs.
With a wide stance, giving handies through a hole.
No, you did not.
But it really was an interesting thing to watch this break down, because it's almost everyone that I saw, and another, this was not the article I originally read. I read a follow-up from closer to, like, 2 weeks ago. This was the link that I just happened to, like, find in the story. And it was interesting to see that everyone that was trying to defend this guy just couldn't. Like, they were like, yeah, but he did say bomb. Like, it was one thing that they were like, oh, now you can't have freedom of speech. And, like, it was funny how many people. So if you can find any of these stories about this. If you Google Chris Dodds, which is what I actually had to do to get this particular version, but if you read the ones where you can read the comments and you watch it, it's very rare that
Isn't Chris Dodds the one who ran for president?
No, but we're close enough, because it was hard to Google him, because his name is the same as someone else's. But if you Google this and you look at the comment sections in a lot of different places, it's interesting to watch how much the Orange Dumpster Fire, Jeff Sessions community draws a line on this. You know how, like, the Sandy Hook deniers and all that shit, they all get a pass. This one didn't get a pass. So as you, if you read through and look up the story, it's interesting to see how much the Orange Dumpster Fire people really back off on this one as being like, yep, we got to stand clear of asking for bombing parades.
Bombing school,
Can't do that.
Civic parade. And the fact that he was a school teacher just made it worse. So an interesting story about, you know, Ohio.
About Ohio. Well, there we are. That's our headline segment. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Hour 3 right here on Q Talk America.
You're listening to Q Talk America.